Welcome to this first episode of the Story Weave podcast. My name is Bruce Moore. Sometimes you'll see that as BC Moore, and I'm the founder of Story Weave LLC. This is a Story Weave podcast created in participation with the Bliss House Network community. It is a network of wellness providers, educators, entrepreneurs, and artists to nurture well-being within our communities. Check it out at blisshousenetwork.com. Story is to the soul as food is to the body, and the Story Weave mission is to weave authentic stories that serve intergenerational family needs. Our young people need a better supply of story about us in this universe we're immersed in. Our seniors need better outlets for sharing their wisdom through community engagement. And our caretakers in between those two generations, well, they need soul nourishment just to find joy in the middle of the stress of their workload. And later in the podcast episodes, as they unfold, you'll learn more about my background and journey. But for now, I'll just offer this. I'm retired with deep academic and industrial experience using mathematics and computer science to model and control physical systems. But I like to say that I'm a recovering STEM addict, science, technology, engineering, and mathematics. And I was a mainline PAC user, physics, applied mathematics, and computers. But my recovery began when I left engineering to earn a master's degree in social work. So with that brief introduction, let's get started. In this first episode, I'll talk a bit about the socially tragic impact of physics story. And to do that, first I'll offer a mental image of what it means to be misdirected rather than wrong. And for that, I'd like for you to just close your eyes so that this story can use your imagination as a screen. I want you to imagine people launching arrows toward a target off in the distance. Picture them hitting the target. Each arrow arches forward and hits the target in the distance. So in that sense, all of them are correct in what they're doing. They're not missing the target. Their aim is to hit it, and they're hitting it. So that activity is not wrong in the sense of correctness or precision. So having imagined that, now I want you to shift your attention, still with your eyes closed, around a little bit and imagine a second target hidden off in the distance between trees, a separate target. The people aren't shooting at that one. So with respect to that target, their activity is, you know, how could we say it? Let's say misguided or misdirected, but not wrong, because they're not shooting their arrows at that target. But with respect to that target, their aim and their arrows are off. Their arrows are misguided. Okay, keep that imagery of misguided archery in mind. It's that sense, in that sense, that our contemporary stories, of physics are socially tragic, or potentially socially tragic. Unknown to almost everybody, as far as I can tell, physics shoots its arrows of awareness at a specific target. And hidden off in the social realm, in a different direction, is a very important target that's not part of the physics story. The tragic thing is failure to use our treasure of experimental physics to fashion awareness arrows aimed for that hidden target. Worse still, for failing even to recognize its existence. And that would be fine if ignoring that other target had no cost, but it does have a cost. The target of the contemporary physics community, the one they shoot awareness arrows toward, is our ability to measure, predict, and control material, which means all the way from predicting the orbits of planets to mapping the locations of objects in motion to predicting the behavior of an object when forces are exerted on it, to predicting the behavior of atoms and molecules when combined and manipulated. Physics is the foundation of chemistry. And we have learned to predict and control what happens when we manipulate materials such as petroleum, for example, for which we have learned to make such things as gasoline and plastics. So measurement, prediction, and control of material is the obsession of our culture. We have discovered that if we can measure and predict the effect of actions, then we can control actions to get the desired effect. That's the secret of control. The arrows of contemporary physics and applied mathematics are fashioned and aimed for that target. And they're hitting it with great success, except for the social side effect of failing to recognize the other target. Material-centric success feeds on itself, and it blinds us to the other vital target. And that other vital target, what is it? That target is to deepen our ability to sense, perceive, and choose in a way that's in accordance with the true nature of this universe. It's to understand what our careful experiments and observations tell us about the deep nature of the universe and our human immersion in that depth. The hidden target is spiritual in nature, but not entirely. It's about becoming aware that spiritual depth is rooted in transcendent physical depth. Our careful experiments and observations over the centuries are of physicality, and the target they are hitting, measurement, prediction, and control, is rooted in the depth of physicality. But from that same treasure, we can fashion awareness arrows, in other words, authentic stories, that are aimed toward that other target, the depth of human sensation, perception, and choice, spiritual depth that we humans are capable of consciously tapping into. And so with that, we get back to the notion of misdirected rather than wrong. The stories of physics and applied mathematics are not wrong, but they are misdirected by omission. And the social side effect is potentially tragic. They hide the possibility of using our experimental treasure to fashion authentic story, those awareness arrows shot off toward a target. Authentic story that reveals evidence of transcendent physical depth that aligns so well with spiritual wisdom of the ages. Imagine what it would be like if our children were taught that through every atom in our bodies, we humans are immersed and joined in an inner web of transcendent physical depth, and that our human birthright is to tap into it with conscious awareness. Imagine what it will be like when we learn to fashion authentic and accessible stories that hit that target. Thank you for listening to this podcast. I'm Bruce Moore with Storyweave LLC.